Welcome aboard, folks. Here we are again. Another week has passed. I wish you all well, and I hope that you're healthy and happy as you can be. And in this world we live in today, there's no telling what can happen from one minute to the next. Thank you very much, Israel. And thank you very much, the United States Congress. And thank you very much, so many presidents, past and present, for backing up Israel with their dirty deeds. I had a little surgery done last week, so I can't really read that good right now, but it's getting better. But I want, folks, I tell you, this is a very special show for me because we got a very, very special guest on, he's a United States Marine Corps. He's once a Marine, always a Marine, but semper fidelis to this gentleman. His name is Tim King, and I'll get Tim on in just a bit, but I got to get business out of the way first, and I just want to thank Mike, he's our producer today, And of course, RBN, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can handle the truth, and you can handle the truth, folks, on RBN. If you don't get the real truth here, you don't get it anywhere. You don't get it on the mainstream media, the quote-unquote mainstream media. They just don't get it. The reason they don't get it because they're bought and paid for by the Zionists that control the media and control our Congress, and as I said before, our former presidents and our president right now in office. And I don't say that with anger or hate. It's just the truth, folks. They spent all the money. Adelson just gave another $10 million to Newt Gingrich, and I wonder why he would do something like that. That guy couldn't get elected no matter what. But he's such a neocon, and he will get on their knees and do his duty for his penance of his money. So that's what I feel about that guy. Actually, that's the way I feel about all of them. They're all the same way. You know, they take after the money and the Zionist, ambition of ruling the world, and their United States is paying for it with blood and guts. Blood and guts, folks, and our money. That's why we're busted fighting two wars. We have no reason to be over there, none. But, you know, I want you to think, folks, just a minute, please. RBN is having a pledge drive. And you know, it takes a lot of money to do these shows, lots of money. And it would be, special if you signed up. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. And we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks. And remember, support the sponsors of RBN. We'll see you in a minute. Bye-bye. I'll hear the bombs
again. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
The time has finally come for the story to be told, that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June.
Thanks for sticking by, folks. Here we are again on Your Voice Counts. Of course, your host, Phil Turney here, USS Liberty Survivor, and that's why I do this show, is to not ever forget the men that were slaughtered that day by our friend and ally, the government or state of Israel, whatever you want to call them. But I do know that I witnessed that state of Israel slaughter and murder my shipmates in cold blood. You know, me being a sailor, I took an oath, as all men do, that join the military, to protect and honor the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, the state of Israel is a domestic foreign enemy that got by with cold-blooded murder of murdering my shipmates, and I'm a witness to it. And I've told many, many people this. I've told the Congress. I've told the presidents. I've told them all that, these guys murdered my shipmates in cold blood in a sneak attack, a filthy, dirty, disgusting sneak attack using our tax dollars. We bought their airplanes. We bought the paint to cover up the Star of Davis. We bought everything for them. And here we are, folks, right back in the same position, almost 45 years later. Here we are getting ready to go to war with Iran, and it'll probably happen. God forbid if it does, God forbid. all for the sake of Israel. I mean, we just fought two wars for them. The Iraqi war, look at that country. It's destroyed. It's destroyed. They have civility. They fight each other. They're blowing each other up every day. You hear it on the news. It's awful. And these people are, they're human beings, my God. You know? They love each other. They love their children. I mean, come on. Look how we left that country and we're gone. And they're still in strife and the whole country's destroyed. Thank you, United States of America. And I love my country. Believe me. I almost died for my country. I bled for my country. But you don't do that to other people. Afghanistan. Here we are in Afghanistan. What a trickle-down economic piece of bull that is. That it keeps on going on and going on and going on. And I'll tell you what, folks, our soldiers and sailors and Marines, our special forces are tired. We've been fighting 20 years of wars. 20 years. Well, the reason I say 20 is we got, 10 in Afghanistan and, or 11, and what we have in, Iraq, 8 or 9. So let's figure 20 years worth of wars we're fighting for the sake of Israel. And we're busted because of it. We can't even pay our own bills. And, the government of the United States, you folks are paying the bills. But I'm off my rant, but I do want to tell you this, folks. Dear friend, I love this guy like a brother. Well, he's more of a father figure to me, is John Gadesco. I tell you, he keeps me in line and he gives me a lot of counsel, which I really, really respect. And go to Tiny, it's just tiny.com/USS Liberty. That's for John Gadesco's site. That's official USS Liberty site. It's tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's my dear friend John Gadesco. He was a former officer aboard the Liberty. By the way, he was a white hat, too. He went all the way to E-9, I think it 12 or 13 years, and then he became a very, very fine officer and gentleman. And I can't say enough about John. I just respect him so much. And also, you can go to ushijack.com. Go to ushijack.com. You can learn all you want to learn about the USS Liberty on these two sites. Now that I got a little bit of business done here, I want to talk about our special guest here. This man is a United States Marine Corps veteran. Tim King is the news editor, of SalemNews.com, located in Oregon. Tim has more than 20 years on the West Coast covering news and radio, TV, and for the last few years, the Internet. His career is similar to other U.S. journalists until Tim went to Afghanistan to cover the war over the winter of 2006 and 2007. So he spent a good time there. He says his experience opened up his eyes to many things. And I can only imagine what, Tim. I can just only imagine what. The next year, Tim went to Iraq to understand the war that was so heavily criticized, spending weeks covering operations in several parts of the country. Tim picked up a number of contacts during the time overseas, and soon Salem News began its migration from a local news site to a world's news agency specializing in stories that combat genocide and human rights violations. Nations like Israel, Sri Lanka, and Rwanda are constantly in the sights of the Salem News. Writers there are they are no holes barred. Now, I love that, no holes barred. They can write what they want. Force in the U.S. to fight from the trenches of journalism. A former U.S. Marine, Sefer Fi, my dear friend Tim, believes in delivering heavy truth, and his wife Bonnie have been dedicated to this concept 7 days a week for almost 8 years. Tim says one thing that stands out in his mind every day is the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. This has been the subject of many Salem News com articles, and I'll tell you what, he's stuck up for me big time, and I'll never forget it. I love him for that. He's got some cojones. But anyway, and will continue in the future. As the matter is unresolved and Israel has yet to properly accountable for the deadly attack, Tim says it is an honor to talk to others to keep the story alive, particularly survivors. And Phil Turney is one of the survivors. No doubt he's your voice counts. And it's my great honor to and privilege to welcome Tim King to Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can handle the truth. How you doing, Tim?
Phil, I'm great, and thank you for that great introduction. And also thanks to John and Mike and James and all the other gentlemen on your team that are getting this out in front of people so well.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I'll tell you, it's been it's kind of a long journey for me. It's been almost 45 years. And I know that you're an ex-Marine, or you'll always be a Marine, excuse me, but the thing that you've seen in your life and what the Zionists have done to our country and what they're doing now, Tim, what goes through your mind? I mean, you were over there. You were in the battle zone. You looked at it. What's going through your mind?
Well, you know, it's just a tragedy. Afghanistan's been at war for so long that it doesn't know anything else. And our decision to go in and continue that for, as you said, it's 11 years now. It's not 10 anymore. It's just amazing how much time's gone by. But, you know, what I met in Afghanistan were a bunch of people that were just like myself that were trying to raise their families and, you know, see their kids have an education. I mean, the country is screwed up. Like, you know, as you said, Iraq, we've destroyed the infrastructure of Iraq. Afghanistan was devastated before we landed. And so, you know, I guess if there's one thought I have, it's that the only way we're ever going to win anything over there is by feeding people, by reestablishing the things that we've taken away from them, and by giving them things that they failed to have when we arrived. I mean, they need food, medicine, and I know you know, but the numbers are, they're just staggering, and the suffering and the cold in the winter is just an amazing thing. So, yeah, I just saw human beings suffering as a result of this policy. You know, Afghanistan, I suppose, is the only one that didn't have a national leader that objected to Israel, because look at what happened to Saddam Hussein and Iran. I mean, this seems to be, you know, obviously what prolongs and drags on this whole affair is that they won't relent and accept this apartheid genocide state as being legitimate, and it's not legitimate, so how could they? And, yeah, it's frustrating as can be, and I can only imagine, Phil, with all of the time that this has impacted your life, I can only imagine, sir, and I have so much respect for you, and every time that we have the privilege of carrying anything on Liberty, it's such an honor, and you're right that we are fierce advocates for you and for just the pursuit of everything that combats violence and inhumanity. That's really it.
Okay, Tim, we're going to go to another break, folks. Hang on. Remember, support the people that support RBN and buy from the sponsors, and we'll get you on the flip-flop here in just a few minutes, Tim. Thank you, and God bless America. Here we go.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare.
Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. I hate to cut off. I hate to cut off that beautiful voice of Kat Farber and up in the great state of Minnesota. What a wonderful woman she is, and I was very fortunate to meet her through my good friend Larry Thornburg. He's part Jew, and he thought he was an Indian. He thought he was, and he didn't understand what his parents were telling him until he got to be older. Anyway, old Larry Thornburg, and I put that name on him. His name is Larry Thorne, but we call him Larry Thornburg around here. And most other people do too, but Kat and Larry got together and came up with this song and or other songs too, and what a grateful introduction to your voice counts. I really appreciate it, Kat, and thank you, Larry, for doing all you've done for the Liberty Veterans. It's a long time in coming that I've given you your kudos, but. You're a good brother, and I love you like a brother, and we've got a lot of sea stories, and I guess we could go on if you were on the air. But anyway, thank you, Kat, and thank you, Larry Thorne. And I also want to just get out this deal here with James Morris. He was on Russia Today, and he did one heck of a job, and I think you covered that, Tim, and also Stephen Snagosky's book. But you know, he did, James did get to mention the USS Liberty there, along with the transparent cabal and stuff like that. And I thought he was spot on. What do you think?
I thought he was great. I think James always nails it really well during these appearances. And I, frankly, I just like the fact that he's got such a, you can't tell who the news guy is and who, he looks like the news anchor. You know what I mean?
I know it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I could never say enough great things about James and the effort he's doing. And, you know, and it reminds me of something really important, at least what you were saying a moment ago about your friend. And that's that, you know, the strongest voices that we have, the best contributors sometimes are people in Israel. And I don't think that the Israelis like it when we talk about this. And I don't think most Americans realize how many people that were born and raised in Israel are fighting madly on that side to try to counter the Likud party and all of this right-wing crazy politics that have dominated Israel for so long now. But, yeah, I mean, some of the biggest, most fierce stories we've had, the source was Israel. So they need to realize that it's a fight for humanity that involves people in every single place. It's not, certainly not just outside of Israel.
Oh, absolutely, Tim. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, the thing that really gets me, Tim, is that, you know, when I've been called a lot of names over the years, and since I've been on RBN, and I was on RBN with a co-author of my book, of What I Saw That Day, and I enjoyed every minute being on the air with Mark. He's a great writer, very, very knowledgeable person, and so on and so forth. I couldn't have done the book without him, to be honest, but that's my kudos to Mark. But, you know, I've been called anti-Semitic and a Jew hater and a Nazi and every other filthy thing you can say because I was aboard a ship that got attacked by a foreign government on the high seas with our flag flying. And why would anybody be so brazen or so callous to call me anti-Semite? I didn't kill anybody. They did all the killing. And I think that's part of the culture that, you know, they turn everything around and blame it on somebody else. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. I've been calling all the same things many times. In fact, the Zionists have held huge campaigns against Salem-News.com. They've called every synagogue and, you know, so on and so forth in the Northwest. I've had to have many conversations with many rabbis because of this, and in the end, you know, they can't disagree. There's nothing to disagree with. I don't know enough about religion to dislike anyone because of their religion. It just doesn't even enter into my thinking. And so to be called an anti-Semite is so, it's just so wrong. And we're, you know, obviously we're Nazi haters. I mean, anyone can read what we have to say about everybody who objects to others because of religious, cultural, or racial differences. And there's just, you know, there's no winning. And there's never really any winning when you're dealing with any religious government, which is where Israel is. The only one that's even close to being okay to me is Iran, because at least they have laws to protect Jewish people. But show me a law in Israel to protect a Palestinian. I mean, it's just not, you know, it's non-existent. In fact, of course, as we know, the laws are specifically geared the other way to where, Phil, you or I, of course, couldn't drive on a lot of roads in Israel because we're not Jewish. And that is just the craziest thing. And then, of course, you've got a whole separate set of laws for people who are Jewish and people who aren't. And if Palestinian children being incarcerated as tiny children over things they didn't even necessarily do, and usually the grand,
Tim, we're going to go. We're going to go into another break. I apologize for breaking in on you, and we'll finish this on the other side, folks. Remember RBN, and you know, buy the products and their sponsors, and we'll just see you in just a couple minutes. See you then. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, And we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with the introduction, of course, by Kat with her beautiful, beautiful voice. And I'll tell you, she can, you know, it brings tears to my eyes because I was there and I saw it. And, you know, it's just one of those deals that, you know, you just don't treat your fellow man that way. You just don't slaughter them like they're a bunch of non-humans. If I can use that word. I'm not even going to say pigs or cattle or anything like that. It was worse than that, to see your own mates turned into hamburger by an Israeli rocket or machine gun or torpedo hitting us on the starboard side, or the napalm they threw on us. And then our own government calls back the aircraft to help us. They wouldn't even help us. They left us out there alone for 18 hours. They were hoping we would sink. Well, I could go on and on and on. But anyway, I'm not going to let these guys be forgotten. I know Tim isn't either. But, you know, Tim, you brought something into my mind when you were talking about the Palestinians. It is that is the most inhumane concentration camp in the world, and I'm talking about World War II also. They talk about concentration camps, they talk about brutality, they talk about bad treatment. What about the Palestinians getting kicked out of their own property, their own houses, and herded around like a bunch of cattle? and treated like shit. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, and then we just had the observation of the anniversary of Sabra Sitiya, and our writer Franklin Lamb wrote about, you know, that, and he was there, of course, for the massacre. That was Christian Druze that did it under the watchful eye of the Israelis. But, you know, I don't think there's a larger diaspora in existence than the one from Palestine, and nobody's been splintered and sent off in more directions and more inhospitable directions, because the Lebanese, you know, by and large, they don't do a lot more than the Israelis do necessarily to help the Palestinians. They're living as refugees there. So I just admire the Palestinians so much. That's the most resilient group of people alive in the world today. And I think, Phil, that we're all Palestinians in our heart. I really believe that.
Well, you know, it is the heartbreaking thing, Tim, is the children and the old women and the old men, and you see them. You don't get it on, you know, the national news media, because, you know, they cover it up all for the sake of Israel. Well, who owns the media? The Zionists. And and here we go again. You know, they treat them like garbage. They have no substance to begin with. They live in deplorable conditions, and the United States of America is paying for it. Now, how dumb are we to do that to other human beings? How can we do that?
Yeah, it's a mistake that goes right to our own heart. And when you look at Cast Lead, when you know, more than 1,400 people were killed, but more than 50 medical facilities in Gaza were targeted, and more than 200 schools. And the Israelis turn around and say, well, those were mistakes, but we know who provides their targeting systems, which is us and the Brits, and there's no finer weapons guidance systems in existence, meaning that every hit during Cast Lead was intentional. And you know it, and I know it, and they know it, and only the American public is kept in the dark about it. So the British are a little bit better off, but not much. You know, BBC is just as Zionist as any other group, as our dear friend Ken O'Keefe has learned time and time again. And, you know, there, in my mind, there's a bond there, because he, of course, survived the Israeli attack on the Mavi Marmara when they were trying to take aid supplies to Gaza. He also knows what it's like to have Israelis attack his ship and kill his friends, Phil. It's such a powerful story. Ken is such a powerful person. And, you know, I hope that your listeners know who he is, Ken O'Keefe, and that they pay really close attention, because he is a powerhouse of a human being when it comes to this fight against Zionism and against all this humanity.
Well, I agree. I've had Ken on my show before, and him and I, you know, know each other pretty good. And he's, you know, he's fighting an uphill battle like we all are. But, you know, what are you going to do, I guess, Tim, is just keep on, you know, going just like what you do with your Salem News.
Right.
You know, that's where you get the truth out. But I tell you, we got a caller on the line. I don't want to keep Russ waiting any longer. Do you mind taking a call or two?
Let's do that.
Okay. Russ, are you still there? Hello, Russ. I guess Russ dropped off.
Gotcha.
Russ is a prank caller. He's not going to go
in
the air.
Well, maybe he'll
call back up. Oh, okay. A prank caller. We don't need any. Well, yeah, we can handle those guys. But
the Hotspur team?
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, it happens. Prank callers are people that can't handle the truth. Real news, real talk, real people are BN, because you can handle the truth. And, you know, Russ, screw off.
Yeah, I know you've got to expect that kind of thing with this subject, and, you know, there are probably many of them trying right now. It's pretty hard to take sometimes, and to look at these images that come out of West Bank and Gaza so frequently, and to see the, you know, just the treacherous behavior. And it's so sad, you know, it's sad that Israel has a, you know, mandatory draft for all people. So you've got kids that are 18 years old that are spoiled brats, just like you have in this country. Got no business throwing them in the military, and you know, it's just, it's a real dark, dark story that goes on and on with no end after 63 years at this point. It's just getting worse, as you've said. And but that's why what you do here, Phil, I don't think we can overemphasize the importance of it. And Salem, by the way, for your listeners, it's Salem, and then there's a hyphen or dash, salem-news.com. Otherwise, you'll end up in Massachusetts. So put the dash in there. You'll end up with the fighters in Oregon that work for our group. 103 writers now, Phil. And we're all over 23 countries, mostly U.S. and Europe, but we have quite a few people in the Middle East. And, you know, we've branched out. Israel's certainly just one of the subjects we cover. We cover the terrible ongoing problems in Africa, which are just too numerous to mention. But you know, Rwanda at the center of it, I suppose. And then Sri Lanka is the other subject that I've been involved in for a couple of years. They had a terrible genocide 2 years ago. You know, that it always comes back to British colonialism. There's nothing that caused this. They go in, they divide the, in Rwanda, they divide the Tutsis and the Hutus. In Sri Lanka, they divided the Sinhalese Buddhists and the Tamil Hindus. And today, we have genocide and civil war taking place over those years and those divisions. So it's, you know, we're taught more as children, aren't we, Phil? And in kindergarten, aren't we taught more than these people seem to know now?
Oh, absolutely, Tim. Well, look back at 1948 when Truman was basically scolded by his advisors not to do what he was going to do because they knew better. They knew what was going to happen. And guess what happened? Israel was born. They won't even admit they got a nuclear weapon, and they got nuclear subs. They say they got 200 to 300 nukes. Listen, I don't believe it because they're all liars. You know, look at Netanyahu. Everything he says comes out of his mouth is a lie. If they got 200 nukes, they got 1,000. And you know it, and I knew it.
I mean, I agree.
Think tank in the United States of America, their think tank, the people they control, is our Congress. And, you know, it's amazing. Adelson just gave neocon Newt, another $10 million. Neocon Newt's not going anywhere. You know,
no,
he's a lost cause. And,
I know. I knew Sheldon Adelson. I worked in Vegas for 5 years for the NBC and the Fox, and I had I don't want to call it an opportunity, but I had to interview him a few times. And so just based on that I learned about, you know, his character then, none of this surprises me now. But what a bunch of tires spinning and spent money for no reason and frustration levels driven to the ceiling because Newt Gingrich is such a loser and without a chance. I mean, this whole GOP is screwed this year, as we know. And, you know, my parents were Republicans. I know a Republican that is not the face of Newt Gingrich. And I hope they can find their way back if that's meant to be. Maybe in 4 years, if we survive that long, and even that seems questionable. I don't probably mean survival in a general sense.
Hello, are we back on? Yeah, well, that's not surprising. But anyway, Tim, what you just said was so interesting. And, you know, listen, I'm no better than any man or woman or child on God's green earth. And the Israelis treat other people as they were a scum. And we are cattle in their eyes. But we got a caller. I believe it's Renee in Tennessee. Renee, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Come on, Renee.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hi. I want to thank you guys for serving our country first and foremost. I don't know nothing about this. I was hoping somebody could answer this question. Does anybody know if AIPAC or John Hagee or any of you guys ever donate money to, like, wounded warriors? Because I've been seeing this ad on TV here. It's like $19 a month for wounded warriors. And that's a great thing if people want to donate. But I don't see John Hagee or any of those people lobbying or anything for money for our wounded, for our men and women in service. Has anybody ever seen a story or looked into this or anything? Because I think it's a disgrace myself.
You know, we just carried a huge story on the Wounded Warrior Program last week out of Quantico on Marines, and they're setting, you know, they're really setting the bar up high on recovering these veterans. I don't have an answer to that, but I find it a very interesting question, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, John Hagee with Q5, they're the ones that's pushing all this, you know, and I don't see them donating money to our men and women and service and stuff when they come back wounded and maimed, and I don't see none of that.
No, you don't.
And I don't see none of the mainstream media trying to see if there's a, you know, if they can find out some statistics or anything. And I just kind of wanted to put that out there. I didn't want to change the topic of your show, but if there's any people out there that are Zionists, maybe that's something they should think about.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that. I'm gonna say it the way I believe it, is that my son... My oldest son, he's 24 years old now. He spent, I think, about 14 months in Afghanistan. He just got out of the Army 7 days ago. And, yeah, he was in the Wounded Warrior Program. He got screwed up. He got nailed by a rocket. Mm. His ears are screwed up. His,
His
life is screwed up. I mean, he knows why now that, you know, he was over there. And I thank God he's out of the military now. And that, but he did serve his country honorably. He's got two honorable discharges. And, but, yeah, he is a wounded warrior. And no, you think the Zionists are going to give us a dime? They've
just,
never paid
what I was
back
thinking.
For anything.
I think they're evil. And I think, you know, I think people like John Hagee that's pushing it are, you know, he's been a long-time supporter of Israel. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, I just, it's evil. I'm sorry. I have to say it. I haven't heard anybody actually address that side of the issue yet, but maybe that's something people, there's so much junk out there that they're throwing at people. They don't stop to think about a lot of these questions and stuff. But I seen that on the TV the other night, and it's a good thing. I'm not, you know, but I'm just wondering about the big money people and the AIPAC. They buy off all these politicians and stuff. Do they ever donate any money?
No.
I'm gonna ask
Tim to answer this. I think Tim understands the complexity of what goes on in Congress and the United States, because he writes so many good articles and what goes on. Tim, explain to Renee actually how this really works.
Well, Phil, if I understand your question correctly, you know, it's just that can I ask you to rephrase that just a little? I mean, do you mean what is taking place to move the Congress over, or?
Yeah,
well, what
well,
I would to know is they are asking, you know, like $19 a month to help with wounded warriors, and that's great. I have no problem with that. I'm wanting to know, though, like AIPAC and the preacher John Hagee that's causing all these wars, that's wanting people to defend Israel, are they donating any money? And as far as I can tell, I've not found no story where they have actually helped with any of these programs or anything like that. And I think
know.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't
think
know of a single story either, like Phil. Yeah, it's right. I mean, it's the most important thing we can do is take care of the people that serve their nation. And it's really, you know, we know there's such a myriad of problems anyway from the VA and all the way around. But,
there's no lobbyists. As far as I know,
the guys that are calling
actually
for war,
lobbies to help they're our heroes. I mean, come on. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nobody, I don't see no stories in the mainstream. I don't even see nobody even asking the question or even trying to find out, hey, are they helping donate money to these wounded warriors and stuff so they can get the services they need? Because after all, they're the cause of it. You know?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to thank all of our men and women out there that's serving in our country. I'd like to think I'm worth it, but I wonder about the powers that be, if they are or not. But I'd like to put that out there and just maybe give somebody something to think about. Or
Renee, you did a good job, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I think Tim understands it very well. But listen, we're going to go to a break, folks, and then we're going to get right back and finish up this show. See you in a minute.
The walls were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to close out the show here in just a few minutes, but I want to say, something about my dear friend Tim King, an honorable fighting man that served his country honorably, and we've all had our troubles in life, but you know, folks, no one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder, not even Israel. And I know Tim believes that, and every American should believe that, because they did. And our government covered it up. And they there's got to be, this truth has got to come out if we're going to save this country. And if we don't, if we keep our mouths shut, if we don't say anything, what are we going to, I mean, my God, what type of people are we, you know? I was told if I didn't say, I was going to be killed. You know, I was going to go to prison or worse. You know, that to me meant murder, and I was told that by a flag admiral, Admiral Isaac Kidd. Ron Kukul, one of my shipmates, is on the line. He wants to talk to Tim King. Go ahead, Ron.
Tim, thanks a lot, Phil. Tim, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for being on here tonight. I listened to the gal that brought the question up about the donations and stuff to the Wounded Warrior. That struck me quite strongly, and I don't think they get any donations from people like that. But most of all, thank you for your service. And, Phil, it's just so great to hear the lovely Catherine playing our song.
Well, absolutely, Ron, and all the credit goes to her and Larry Thornburg. You know, he's half Jewish, and he admits that they screwed up. But he's what I'm trying to say. He's just one hell of a good guy. I love Larry Thorne like a brother. Always will. But I hope that your ministry, your reach out is still going on. I know you're going to be on a radio show. I think it's libertybroadcasting.org in a couple of days. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm going to get a chance to once again raise the name of Almighty God up, who saved us on June 8th, 1967, next Tuesday on the 21st on Liberty Broadcasting. I don't have the time frame on that right now, but again, I'm going to get a chance to lift the name up of the Lord. So that's what I do. And thanks, Phil, for giving me a little plug there. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Tim, you have anything you want to say to Ron?
Oh, Ron, I just want to say it's an honor to hear from you and to talk to Phil and just to be have any role in this at all in exposing this terrible story of what happened. And so I'm really glad you called, and it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm just speechless. There's so many good people. So many patriots that are left that love this country to the hilt, and I know you're one of them. So God bless you, sir. May the good Lord take a good liking to you. We'll see you.
Same to you, Ron. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, Phil, if I can say this real quick, back, you asked me about Afghanistan earlier. The one big thought that I have from 06, 07 is that at that point we still had a chance. You know, the Taliban, the problem there is the same one in Israel. It's one thing, and I know it's religious extremism. That's the problem we're fighting, and you know, regardless of what culture or country or flavor. But I mean, if we had gone in and not gone to Iraq, we could have really done a lot of good. Because the Taliban, I mean, they're bad. They're really super bad, and their treatment of women and little kids and anyone who disagrees with them is about like Zionists or even worse on some days. So, you know, your son who was involved in this thing, that war. There's some honor in that war, and I mean, there's honor in everything, but on individual levels. But I'm just saying that Afghanistan is not. It's not like it didn't need some attention. Obviously, the way it's gone probably has been far less than ideal. But it's, you know,
well,
there's honor in that, and appreciate that.
No, I understand that. Thank you, Tim. We're going to the end of the show, folks. I'm going to get you back on, Tim, please again. And God bless America. And remember, RBN. Because you can't handle the truth, folks. You can't handle the truth on RBN. See you later. The next.